Welcome into the Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, and today we're talking about being an informed consumer, making sure that you keep you, your family, your wallet safe. And joining me this entire hour, Mark Major. You've heard him every day here on the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show, 10 to noon on KRDO News Radio. And Mark, thanks so much for joining me a little bit earlier this morning.
Yeah, Andrew, how are you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I wasn't ready for this snow.
I don't think any of us were.
No, I didn't think it would stick at all. I'm out in Franktown, and I'll be danged that it stuck to the ground pretty good. So.
Well, you know, you might have to get something a little bit bigger than that Hyundai to get out of there. And, Mark, let's talk a little bit about, you know, who you are. Obviously, we hear you Monday through Friday on the Tom Martino Show, but you're more than just Tom Martino's right-hand man.
Yeah, I've been with Tom, my goodness, over 20 years on and off. We had about a 10-year stay where we didn't really communicate. But the bottom line was, back in 2000, I was doing some radio on a different station, and Tom went national at that point, right before 9/11. And I was doing all his national fill-in back then in 01, and then, of course, 9/11 hit, and things changed a little bit. But Tom and I have been together. I've been a business guy forever. I've owned numerous computer stores and automotive shops. My last ones were five Goodyear stores in the Denver metro area, and I sold those off about 5 years ago and hooked back up with Tom and became his co-host, and that's about where we're at now.
And, you know, you guys are on the front lines, if you will, against all these consumer-related issues. You take a number of calls every day with some of the biggest issues going on throughout the state, throughout the Front Range. And what are some of the biggest issues going on right now that you guys are hearing about the most often on the Troubleshooter Show?
Oh, man, the biggest right now, scam-wise, we'll talk real quick, is gift cards. I cannot emphasize this anymore. Do not pay anybody in gift cards. I don't care if it's the police calling. I don't care if it's the power company. I don't care who it is. No one will ever ask you to pay in gift cards, and I get frustrated every day, and it's usually the elderly. They end up getting tricked. I don't even care if you get an email from someone that you know, and it is their email, and they want a gift card in the number on it. Do not do it. There's never going to be a valid reason. Now, as far as the other thing we're getting tons of calls on, and it drives me absolutely insane, is landlords. And I'm gonna kind of ride the other side to this. A lot of people are like, well, you know, if you have COVID and stuff and you can't work and you can't pay your rent, it's good that they can't kick you out. But we have landlords calling us virtually every day saying, hey, I still have a mortgage on this rental property. I'm starting to suffer because I haven't been paid by 6 or 8 months. And, you know, it looks like it got extended again. In Colorado, I think the moratorium, last time I looked, ends in April. But that doesn't matter because there's a federal moratorium that just got moved to June 30th. So these landlords are just going, they're going crazy. I mean, they're going to lose property. But what really gets me is some of these people can prove that their tenants are actually working and they're still not paying rent. In other words, they're not affected by COVID. So there's just a lot of fraud going on in that right now.
Yeah. And so the moratoriums, you know, and we hear different counties obviously enforce things different. Some counties still doing evictions. So really, what is the best way to know what the best thing to do is when it comes to some of these issues like that rent moratorium and being able to, you know, use the help if you obviously need it, but also hold up your end of obligations if you don't need that additional help from the government?
Well, it comes down to the individual, Andrew. I mean, the bottom line is if you can pay your rent, you should be. Most likely your landlord has a payment to make on his house. But Douglas County, who I just dealt with on a call the other day, this poor guy calls up. He's owed almost $22,000 now. Douglas County will not come out. When you actually go for an eviction and you go through court and you finally get there, the sheriff needs to come out. That's just the way it goes if they're not going to leave on their own. You can't do it. You can't hire a private party to do it. You got to have the sheriff come out. And the Douglas County Sheriff, if you basically tell them, hey, you don't have to prove anything. You got to fill out a one-page form that says COVID is affecting me. Now, it doesn't even have to say how. It doesn't say, do you have COVID? Did you get fired because of COVID? All you have to put, and it's so frustrating, is COVID is affecting me, and then the sheriff won't show up to do the eviction. So you're right in some ways that different counties handle it different ways, but the majority of counties in the country, let alone just Colorado, are simply not doing them right now if that federal form's filled out. And then some counties are actually more harsh on what needs to be done. They simply don't even care about a form. They just won't do them. It is frustrating, and I feel for the landlords out there. Just to get this off my chest, I don't own any rental properties, so it doesn't affect me. But I hear from landlords every day. People think if you own a second house and rent it out, the guy that called the other day from Douglas County owed over $22,000. His renters are supposed to be paying $2,800 a month, and his mortgage on it is like $2,850. So, I mean, it's barely a break-even deal for this guy, and, you know, he's probably going to lose that house.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously with the moratoriums and things like that, you can't exactly sell the house either, because then you run into more issues getting people out, and then it leads to a squatter situation.
Oh, man, we had one this week. It's exactly like that. The house actually got sold. The new owners can't get the people out. They're looking to turn around and sue the buyers for not kind of telling them that these people were not going to get out. So it's going to end up in the courts. And the other thing to think of, Andrew, is what's going to happen when it's finally lifted. We already know there's just tens and tens, if not hundreds of thousands, of evictions just waiting to go. What's going to happen? What happens when these people didn't pay for 6 or 8 months? They finally get evicted because the moratorium's up. Where are they going to go when they go to apply for another place? They're going to see the eviction on the record. I personally, if I did have a rental, I wouldn't want to rent to someone that didn't pay for 7 or 8 months. So it's going to create this kind of problem. And once again, big government steps in, the Fed step in, even on a local level, people step in and get in between a contract between a landlord and a tenant. And either way, they're going to hurt somebody in it, but I don't know how they're going to unwind this thing. They're so deep into it, I have no idea how they're going to unwind it. I don't know how people are going to get a place to live after this.
Yeah, it is such an amazing thing that we're unfolding, really unprecedented, although we all hate that word because it's been, you know, kind of beat, you know, like a dead horse right now. But this is, you know, we're living through unprecedented times. And still ahead here on The Extra, Mark is going to help break down, you know, we've got spring and summer approaching. What are some big things that homeowners need to be aware of when you're looking maybe for some upgrades, maybe to have some long overdue work done on your home, or maybe looking at getting your car into the shop? We'll break that down still ahead on The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this hour is Mark Major, co-host of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show. You hear that next here on KRDO News Radio. Also, a consumer advocate and expert when it comes to making the right moves to keep your money going where it should be. Mark, we know spring, summer's quickly approaching despite what we all woke up to today with the snow throughout the area, but a lot of people are going to think of some home improvement projects, have been cooped up in the house, maybe want to get to some of those long-awaited repairs. And as people are looking about doing that, what is the couple key things you always suggest as far as making sure you're getting the right work done by the right people?
Check out the contractor. You want to get them from a safe place. We get so many people calling in that got ripped off by people that are found on stuff like the Nextdoor app or Angie's List or all these places. That's one of the reasons we started Referral List, and I'm gonna stay away from that for right now. But the bottom line is, don't pay people up front and check them out. Now, when I say don't pay them up front, if they deliver materials and the materials are, say, $1,000 out of a $10,000 job, you can pay them that $1,000, because even if they disappear, you have the materials there and you can have someone else put them in. But so many people will write someone a check for $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 to have their basement done or a new patio or whatever it is, and they never see the guy again. So make sure you know who you're dealing with, and then protect yourself by not paying up front unless there's something there of the same value of what you're paying. It's really that simple. And it baffles me why people would write a complete stranger a check. And then if you can pay by credit card, Andrew, that's the best way too. Because then at least if they do skip town, even if you checked them out, something happens, maybe they're a small-time business and, you know, something goes wrong in their life and they just don't show up again, at least you can go to your credit card company to get the money back.
Now, is that on everything, or is there still the issues? You know, I know PayPal at once was started kind of to help eBay skirt some of those things, being able to go through and have credit card charges disputed, because truly that PayPal shows a transaction went through, and that's usually what sometimes a lot of what credit card companies need.
I can't stand any of those. Venmo, PayPal, the bottom line is you use your credit card to buy into PayPal, then you pay a contractor or someone with PayPal. When you go back, if you did try to go back on your credit card, they're going to say, hey, are you saying that PayPal ripped you off? Well, of course, the answer is no, they didn't. It's whoever you paid through PayPal. So you're absolutely right. Don't use any of those other methods when it comes to contractors, at least. That's it. I mean, I'm not saying don't use PayPal if you're shifting money to a friend or maybe something on eBay or something. But the bottom line is you do not have any of the protections that they even claim you have. Nothing like using a credit card or even a debit card. And when I say a debit card, folks, never use your PIN with a debit card, ever. Use it like a credit card. If you use it with your PIN, you're cooked. It doesn't matter what happens. If you put your PIN number in, it's just like going to an ATM and getting cash out. You're not going to see it again. Your bank's not going to do anything.
And, you know, Mark, obviously the springtime also means, you know, hail, things like that. We know roofers are notorious for these things, you know, housing repair companies, siding companies. A big thing to also look at is those contracts that you are signing with some of these companies. And what are some big things to look for as you're signing that contract to get work done on your home?
You know, first of all, I don't like door knockers at all, and I'm talking hail and roofing. A hailstorm will come. These companies, most of them come out of Texas, Oklahoma. They know where the hailstorms are. They actually subscribe to a service that says, bam, this zip code just got nailed with hail. They send their sales reps out there, knock, 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 knock. That's how it goes down. Can we get up onto your roof and check it out? There's no cost to it. We just want to see if there's hail damage. And they say, can you sign here just for an insurance waiver? Bam, you just signed a contract. Don't deal with door knockers. I'm telling you, don't do it. And never, ever, ever, once again, pay a roofer up front. There's no reason. I don't care who they are. There is no reason. They're most likely going to deal with your insurance company, and they're going to get paid. If you don't pay them, guess what? They can put a lien on your property. They're more protected than anybody out there. Never pay a roofer up front. In fact, one of the spots I do down there for a roofer is Excel Roofing. These guys never want a penny up front, and you don't pay a cent to your content, and that's why I do their spots. Until you're happy, you don't pay them anything.
Yeah, and then of course, you know, we also know the car issues. You guys get a lot of calls when it comes to car repair work. You know, used to be that Fridays were car days. Hopefully that'll get back a little sooner. But what are things are you hearing about when it comes to that auto repair industry? You know, there was that interesting call yesterday involving a long-term issue with a car that went back and forth, I believe, with Medved.
Well, here's one of those deals. You know what, Andrew? Our show's kind of funny, and I'll tell you why. That call was a great call because it unraveled. It was a wonderful call. Here's how it came in. Hey, I bought a car from Medved, and I also bought an extended warranty from Medved. Now the problem is I bring it back, and they can't fix it. They tell me they can't fix it. They send it to another dealership, which I checked, and they did. The other dealership can't fix it. So it's crazy. Just right there, I have no idea why no one can fix this car, but it doesn't matter. What the caller left out is amazing, and callers tend to leave stuff out all the time, whether it's a company calling or a consumer. It doesn't matter. They tend to leave things out that aren't good for their side of the story. But listen to what she left out. Medved had the car, but they gave her, it was a 2015 car. She drove it for well over a year before it had any problems. And they sold her an aftermarket warranty, but that has nothing to do with Medved. And by the way, never buy aftermarket warranties. But anyhow, so here's what she left out. They gave her a rental at zero cost for the entire time they had it. They can't fix it. They wanted to give it back to her and say, hey, listen, you need to take it somewhere else, or they were going to buy it back for exactly what she paid for. Remember, this is a year after she's been driving it. It didn't have any issues for a year after she bought it. And she couldn't qualify because she quit making payments to the credit union on it. So they couldn't even buy her out and get into a new car because she trashed her own credit. And they gave her a rental the whole time. Honestly, you know, I'm not a big fan of Medved, but we don't get a lot of complaints on them. I can say that about them. And in this case, I don't think they did anything wrong. wrong.
No.
But going back to cars, what I really want to say about it is don't buy all the mop and glow. Don't buy the service contracts. Don't buy the undercoating, if they still say that, which no one knows what that is. It's like they make it up. Don't buy any of the mop and glow. I don't care. And I'm talking on a new car. What a lot of people don't understand on new cars, if you have a car like a Hyundai that's got a 100,000-mile bumper, or not bumper to bumper, but powertrain in a 5-year, 60,000-mile bumper to bumper, if you buy an additional 3 years, understand you basically just bought nothing, because that runs concurrent with the other warranty. A lot of times you think you're extending it to an 8-year warranty in that case. You're not. In that case, ironically enough, you bought nothing. You literally bought nothing. When you're buying a new car, don't let them sucker you into the mop and glow.
Yeah, and when you're looking at those dealers, is there any, you know, red flags that, I mean, we all see, and we're coming up on a hard break, but real quick, what are some big red flags that we should be avoiding when we walk up on the lots?
If they drive up in a golf cart with a cigarette hanging out of their mouth, get the heck out of there.
All right.
I mean, you can tell. Usually, honestly, Andrew, you can usually tell if someone, you know, I don't know, everybody gets a gut feeling, but the bigger the shyster, the better they are at their trade. So you just got to make sure, get the car checked out, regardless of who sells it to you. If they won't allow you to check the car out at a local shop or allow people to come check it out right there on premise, then don't buy it. I don't care how much you want it. Just don't buy it. If you can't check it out, and then go to KBB.com and put in the mileage, put in the year, make, model, and see what they generally sell for. That way you know if you're paying a good price.
All right, that is some great information. We've got much more to cover here on The Extra with Mark Major, co-host of the Troubleshooter Show and consumer advocate. Obviously, COVID-19 has really widened the whole gameplay for everything, scammers included. We'll talk about that. We'll talk much more here on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We've got a quick check of local and national headlines and more of the conversation with Mark Major, co-host of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show, still ahead right here on KRDO News Radio 105.5. FM 1240 AM 92.5 FM. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this hour, Mark Major, co-host of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show, up next here on KRDO News Radio. Mark, you know, we've hit on it a little bit in the first half hour, but COVID-19 has really changed the game for a lot of things, including scams, and the unemployment scams have been insane right now. And get this, we're hearing people are getting fake unemployment claim scan numbers that turn out to be fake. So it's like the inception of fake scams going on when it comes to unemployment and COVID-19.
Yeah, it's insane, man. So the biggest thing that's happening right now or over the past month is people that never claimed or filled out or, you know, applied for unemployment are getting what's called a 1099-G. So someone probably years ago in one of the big data breaches grabbed their identity, grabbed their social security number, and filled out for unemployment. Then after they got it, they had the money basically deposited into a different gift card, or not a gift card, but a different Relia card, which is like a prepaid MasterCard or Visa. And all of a sudden, it looks like they owe taxes on this $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 on unemployment, but yet they never claimed it. So it's really crazy. And what drives me insane about it, think of what I'm going to tell you right here, Andrew.
Okay.
If I own a bank and I have a bank manager and I lose $30 million plus out of that bank from either fraud or thieves or holdups or whatever it is, I would fire that bank manager in a half a second. The Colorado Department of Labor, I think the entire thing should be wiped out. These guys allowed so much fraud. We had him on the air probably about a month ago, and he was the acting director. At the time, he told us there was only about $6 million. Now we find out in the last few days, that's only the tip of the iceberg. These guys have allowed probably more fraudulent claims than real claims. We're talking over $30 million, and you know who pays for that, right?
Yeah, you and I.
Me and every listener.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking with one of our weekend hosts last week on The Extra who's having issues, you know, as an employer. He has, you know, documents proving that he has employees that have worked, you know, 80 plus hours a pay period for years, definitely had full-time employment going on, but now they're getting unemployment as well because the state's just been so inundated as far as not being able to truly vet these things and just rubber stamping everything that comes through the office in Denver.
Yeah, and then the other thing with that entire unemployment deal is the employers. You know, next year, guess who's going to pay for this? All the small businesses. Once again, the taxpayers, the small businesses, because unemployment insurance is going to go way up. And as you know, if you have payroll, you're going to have uninsurance. You basically pay for it. So it's really frustrating to me how badly Colorado and the country in general has handled this when it comes to the unemployment. I mean, it's absolutely remarkable how bad they are. And why any of them still have a job is beyond me. I just can't believe it.
I know. It's, you know, bureaucracy at its finest. And, you know, obviously a number of other scams have come out related to COVID-19. What are some of the other big ones going on, you know, that have really been prevalent, you know, because of COVID-19 and everyone being locked up in their home?
Well, just online. I mean, in general, people scamming, they're getting very good at sending emails. They're getting very good at being able to scam people over the internet. I mean, it's incredible. In fact, over somewhere, I think it was probably November or December, someone actually hacked my Hulu account. And I'm thinking, why would anybody spend so much time trying to hack into someone's Hulu account? Well, they added on HBO and they added on all this other stuff, and I'm just like, it's still so funny. I guess people are just so bored, and a lot of people just can't work, and they're already bad guys, so they just had to figure out how to, you know, scam more stuff. I mean, Amazon had a bunch of scams. Everybody does. I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. And remember, we're starting to get checks from that new stimulus, so people are starting to steal stuff out of mailboxes. It's just crazy.
I know. And then, you know, obviously you mentioned it earlier, the housing issues, the rental moratoriums, things like that, that's definitely going to come to light sooner than later, and that's going to have dramatic impacts decades down the road across Colorado.
Oh, it's going to be horrible. Once again, I still can't figure out how they're going to bail themselves out of this. All these people owed so much money. When they all finally get evicted, I don't even know what the governor is going to do. I mean, what's going to happen, literally, when all of a sudden the moratoriums are gone, people owe, you know, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 because they haven't paid rent for over a year. What is going to happen? They're going to get judgments on these people, or is the government going to step in and say, no, that's not collectible? So the poor guy that actually has the mortgage is the one that gets, you know, upset. So I don't know how they're going to unwind this. I mean, really, I have thought about this in so many different ways. If I had three or four tenants and three or four properties, and they each owed me X amount, I would definitely, and I mean this, I would definitely get judgments for that amount. As soon as they got a job, I would garnish their wages. If they had any assets, I'd go after them. I think we're going to see a slew of bankruptcies unless something else is done. And the only thing that scares me about that is what, so Colorado or the feds are going to cough up a ton of more money to pay the landlords what they're owed? Well, once again, where's that money come from, Andrew? Me, you, and all the listeners. So it's like they're taking sides in giving some people free stuff and other people are just getting it in the shorts, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and you know, you'd touched on it a little bit as far as, you know, maybe looking at going through getting judgments. You know, you guys deal with so many consumer-related issues every day on your show, and the item of, you know, small claims comes up, and is small claims court really still worth its weight as far as going through and resolving some of these things, or is it more hassle than it ends up resulting in?
Well, depending on how much it is, if it's under $7,500, which is our state limit for small claims, I think it's worth it no matter what. Even if someone doesn't have the money to pay you back. So let's say a contractor, and I'll give you a real story, Jay Lopez. This guy would go around saying, I can redo your driveway or pour you a new driveway of concrete for, you know, $7,000, which happened to be about half of what anybody else would charge. So they would give him $5,000 up front and never see this guy again. So finally, after we had probably five or six calls on the same guy, I finally said to one caller, I said, let's actually go through this and get a judgment. So I kind of help them. Now, I never give legal advice, but I've gone through the small claims stuff myself so many times. I kind of sent them in the right direction, helped them find them, and then I went out and actually served Jay Lopez, and I actually served his father at his house. But listen to this. So we knew he probably didn't have the money to get back or give back, probably didn't have any bank accounts. We know he didn't have a job that you could go after and actually garnish his paycheck. But we got it. He never showed up for court. We get a default judgment. Now what happens after that is you want to figure out where all his assets are. So basically that's called interrogatories. So you get those and then you serve whoever it is. In this case, Joe Lopez or Jay Lopez, we served him with the interrogatories, which I did. When he did not fill those out, okay, he had 30 days to fill them out, and if he didn't, the judge gets very upset. And what happens then is a warrant goes out for him. So he eventually got picked up on that warrant because of this small claims case. And sure enough, he ended up going to jail, and his bond was $5,000, which he owed this person. Now, unfortunately, he never came up with the $5,000, as we probably, you know, as we all guessed. But he spent 30 days in jail before the judge let him out, realizing this guy's not going to get $5,000. So there is good things that come out of it, even if you don't get paid. I mean, this particular caller was very happy this guy was locked up for 30 days. So, yes, small claims definitely works. And it works against big companies as well. I have successfully gotten paid by large rideshare companies. Once you settle, you generally sign something saying you can't talk about them, but, you know, there's only a few of them. Large cellular companies, large hospitals, just on little things where I know they were taking advantage of the situation, but they don't, you know, they're not going to pay all this money to get a lawyer. What these guys do is usually settle right before court. So, yeah, small claims is a great way to go.
You know, and sometimes, you know, that story you'd mentioned with Jay, it's almost just as good if you're going to get a headache to give someone else a bigger headache. I think that's kind of reading between the lines some of the biggest advice from consumer advocate and armchair, you know, process server Mark Major.
You know, he was something, man. What Jay Lopez would do that was kind of unique. He was kind of smart in a way. He would go from county to county. So he might be in Elbert and Douglas and Arapahoe. And all these counties have different ways of handling, you know, economic crime. And generally, it's nothing. They just say, oh, that's a civil matter. But this guy was smart because he would bounce around to different counties. Like if you ripped off 10 people in Douglas County the same way, the DA would get involved, at least when it was Brockler, they would. And probably the same goes for Elbert and everywhere else. But when they jump around to all these counties pulling the same thing, no one really puts it together. But once again, that's why you never pay people up front, Andrew. You never, ever do it.
Exactly. And, you know, this has been a fast moving hour still ahead. We are going to wrap up with some of Mark's best advice to become a smarter consumer and to make sure that you don't end up needing that help down the road and that you can help save yourself a little bit of headache as well. Still ahead on The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this entire hour has been Mark Major, co-host of the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show. You hear that show Monday through Friday, starting at 10, right after The Extra, right here on KRDO News Radio. And Mark, we've talked so much valuable advice, great stories as far as people not exactly, you know, looking at the best ways to do business, being, you know, those smart consumers, advocating for yourself. What are some of your biggest tips as we wrap up this hour to make yourself a smarter consumer and to do business with other people the right way?
Look, just when you're shopping around for stuff, you want to do it the right way. I'm going to give you the truth about lead generation. You talk about companies like Angie's List or the Nextdoor app or, you know, Team Sports Guy or Craigslist, any of these places. Guess what happens if you have a problem with that contractor? What are you going to call Angie? You ever tried to call Angie's List and ask for Angie because a contractor took money and ran? Think about that. There is no one. The BBB, I laugh about these guys all the time. You realize if a consumer has a complaint and files it against a company on the BBB, if the company answers a complaint, well, we don't agree with that. They basically don't do anything from there. That's it. We have one guy right now Don Eiley. And if you're listening, go to Google, type in Don Eiley BBB. This guy's doing 12 years in a federal prison right now, and he still has an A or A plus rating on the BBB. So let me tell you, referralist.com. That is our website. Tom started that thing about 20 years ago. In fact, it's the original list. And here's what's different, Andrew. We actually not only do background checks on companies, but we enter into an agreement. We call it our code of ethics. The bottom line is, if they do something wrong, we step in and we take care of it. We pressure them to get it taken care of. And if you do have a problem with someone on referral list, you can call us on the air anytime and talk about it. Who else does that? I mean, we pull up our skirt, period, end of story. We don't protect anybody on there. We just make sure they're good companies that do what they're going to say. In fact, I'll tell you this, we could use some more great ones down in Colorado Springs. So any businesses listening, go to referrallist.com. and hit businesses join now, and I'll have one of our guys reach out to you. But we're looking for good companies down there. But let me say this, if you're not a good company, I don't even want to see the app come in. We run the background check, and you have to sign our code of ethics.
And what are some of the biggest industries you're looking for here in Colorado Springs for referral list members?
Well, the biggest are good contractors. I mean, really, no matter what, everything is booming right now. Attorneys, too, a good personal injury attorney, a good bankruptcy attorney. We have multiple ones up in Denver. We have multiple ones in Fort Collins, but for some reason, we lack some of those in Colorado Springs, and that's my own fault. You know, I get so busy doing other stuff, I really need to spend some more time building that list down there because I do need great companies down there, and it's so easy to join. You just go to referrallist.com and hit businesses join here, and that gets the entire process started. But virtually any good business, man.
Yeah, and again, you know, it's all about accountability as well, too, because not only do you guys pre-vet them, but you're checking in with them, and if there is an issue, they know that you guys will call them, and these companies will also do everything they can to make it right as well.
Oh, they do, and that's just part of it. But those are the kind of people we're looking for. And once again, what other list can you actually call and vent a problem? I don't know of any. I, honest to goodness, don't know of any out there. I think we are the only one that really care who's on there. The rest of them just take money, and long as you're getting paid, they don't care. Now, that's, of course, an opinion of mine, but really, I deal with calls from all those people every day. And we always say jokingly, did you call Angie? Well, no, there's no one that answers the phone there. Or did you call the Nextdoor app? Well, no, you know, they don't even have a phone number. How about Craigslist? No, Craig's not available. So once again, you know who we are, you know who we are endorsing, you know who's on the list, and that's it. So if you're a consumer out there, I'm telling you, there is no better place to go. When the hailstorms do hit, go to referral list. We've got numerous great roofers on the Colorado Springs list. They're right there.
Yeah, and there's so many great companies. You know, Mark, we blew through this hour much faster than I would have thought we would have. We'll have to do this again soon, but, you know, Tom's texting me here. You've got, you know, you've got another obligation coming up here at 10 o'clock, you know, a little show with him that you'll hear right here on KRDO News Radio as well. So, Mark, thanks so much for joining me this morning, for helping to educate our listeners, making some better consumers in Colorado Springs, and thanks for helping hold these businesses accountable throughout the area that are, you know, doing some things not in the best way.
Thanks, Andrew.
All right, that is The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Again, you can hear Mark and the Troubleshooter Show Monday through Friday with Tom Martino starting at 10 right here on KRDO News Radio. We have that coming up in just about 4 minutes here on KRDO News Radio. Don't miss KRDO's afternoon news starting at 4 as we'll continue to have all the latest as another round of weather is expected to hit the area. We'll have traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on KRDO's afternoon news 4 to 7 with Dan Koschel. I'm Andrew Rogers. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to The Extra.